play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good evening from Taylorville, the final game of the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, the first boys basketball tournament at this venue. The Grand Tool Eagles are the opponent tonight for the Silver Streaks. They come in with an overall record of 10-2 and 3-0 in this tournament. The Silver Streaks, for the first time in this tournament, wearing the road black with the gold trim, and are 2-1, and the Silver Streaks need a win to force a tie. It would be a three-way tie between the Streaks, the Eagles, and the Charleston Trojans for first place in this tournament. And, Jim, it won't be easy tonight. We'll give you a chance to tell us what head coach Brett Furex had to say about this game here tonight, as we had some issues with the interview there, but we'll summarize that as we get a moment. It's the Division I prospect, Travis Britt, in the midcourt circle with Grant Gibson, and it's Britt who wins the tip, and the Eagles, at 3-0 in this tournament, start off on offense. Britt on the outside, who lit up Charleston in a 70-61 victory earlier this afternoon. At the top of the circle, Johnny Jones, probably the other main scoring threat for the Eagles. He's just a sophomore. Britt is a senior at 6'4". At the top of the circle, it's Kelly Foster, a 5'9 senior, who plays the point. They keep passing it to Britt on the right. Now he penetrates into the lane, and a block by Austin Garnett, and a save on the baseline by Jackson Carver. Now to the outside, and a near air ball three by Foster, and the rebound comes up to Grant Gibson for the Silver Streaks. So good defense on the first possession for Galesburg. Two good wins for the Silver Streaks after a tough opening loss to Charleston in this tournament. It's Austin Garnett on the outside. Now into the lane to Butler. Back out to Carson Cheeseman. Lamont Ross comes out high for the pass. He's working against Jackson Carver, a 5'11 senior. Good matchup for Ross there. He may have the advantage. Gibson on the outside. Now Garnett comes up top. Lost the dribble briefly. Now picks it up. Gets it over to Aslan Butler. We're a minute 10 into the game. And this is the Galesburg's first possession with no score against Rantoul. Silver Streaks defeated Rantoul fairly easily by the time it was all said and done. It was good, hard-fought, competitive game, but Galesburg just built the lead and ended up winning it going the way against a Rantoul team that came in at 4-4 in the tournament last year, ended up losing its first three games, and then beat Taylorville for seventh place. Here, Rantoul comes in at the favorite at 10-2, the only team with a winning record coming into the tournament. Now we're down to 6:15 to go, and the Silver Streaks still running the half-court offense. Coach Mike Reynolds says, if you run the half-court offense enough, Rantoul will make a mistake. Here's Butler driving down the lane. He runs into traffic, and a jump ball called. Galesburg will hang on to it on the alternating possession.
Streaks really more concerned at this point with just taking care of the ball, taking a little time off the clock. Yeah, they want to score, but they want to avoid Rantoul jumping out to a big, quick start like they did today. Charleston really never had any chance because they got blown out in the first 5 minutes.
Turnaround jumper by Gibson on the baseline scores. He had a man on him, and then he backed off defensively. That allowed Grant to knock it down from about 8 feet away, and now the Silver Streaks force a turnover at the other end.
Yeah, Grant Gibson stuck his hand in there and knocked it away, and the Streaks looking good early in their dark uniforms.
Makes them look quicker, right? They'll need a lot of quickness in this game. On the outside, Garnett nearly has it taken away by Jones, the sophomore, for Rantoul. Now the Silver Streaks bring it back to the outside between the circles. Lamont Ross, guarded by Carver in the man defense. Hands off to Aslan Butler. Whoa. He's open for a long three, and it's short. Long rebound out to Austin Garnett. Another chance for the Silver Streaks. Kicks it back out to Butler. Now in the lane. Free throw line extended to Gibson. Hands off to Carson Cheeseman at the top of the circle. Aslan right in front of us on the wing, working against Britt. Down to 5:15 to go in the first quarter. It's 2-0 Galesburg. Carson Cheeseman to the left side. Left corner wide open. Butler knocks down the three.
Well, even after missing the other one, he was looking to let fly again and had a nice clean look right in front of the Rantoul bench that time. It's 5-0 Galesburg.
2 for 3 offensively, shooting the ball, and it allows Galesburg to get back and set up its defense, which is so important against this Rantoul offense. At the top of the circle, Greg Morrow, who did not start in the Charleston game. A drive inside into a double team. Bad idea by Jackson Carver. And the Silver Streaks double team takes it away. But in penetration, Butler's pass is deflected. Rantoul gets it right back. Right down the lane, Jones lays it up and in.
Anytime you get in a transition situation like that, Rantoul's just about always going to score. They look for the steal and the opportunity to blow down the lane. And that time they got just what they wanted.
Prophetic words to say it's so important for the Silver Streaks to be able to get back and set up their defense. And there was a perfect example why. Galesburg gave it up in transition. 5-2 is the lead and a 5-second call. Lamont Ross on the far sideline right in front of the Rantoul bench. Turns it over, dribbling the ball, but never really finding anybody to pass it to. And the Streaks have now turned it over on back-to-back possessions. But again, they get to set up the defense here despite that.
Well, this is kind of interesting. Mike Revels said tongue-in-cheek in the pregame. He said, well, I'd rather we traveled or did something else.
Throw it out of bounds.
Yeah, they give it away out high.
Here's Brent on the drive, and he comes up short. Austin Garnett with a rebound. Good defense by Garnett. He bit briefly on the fake at the pump fake. Now in the lane, Lamont Ross went badly out of control in the lane, throws it up off the glass, and then the rebound, Jones comes out with it for Rantoul, leading the break to the other end, pulls up on the 19-footer, and that one rolls off. Aslan Butler goes up for the rebound. See if the Silver Streaks can show a little more patience here. Just past the midpoint of the first quarter, Streaks on top 5-2. A win for Galesburg would create a three-way tie for the championship in this tournament. Down the lane, Grant Gibson, pump fake up and in.
Gibson, nice job using his body as a shield on the defender. Got it up and off the glass, and the 7-2.
Five-point lead for Galesburg. Coach Mike Reynolds applauding hard, moving up and down the sideline, encouraging his team. Good start for the Silver Streaks. Backdoor cut to Britt, and an offensive foul as Grant Gibson was waiting on the low blocks, and that goes as the first foul of the game on Rantoul, and the third turnover against the Eagles.
And a really good job getting that charge. And actually, I think we got a deflection on one of his shots early. When he seems to be the kind of guy, when he gets the moxie roll and he really feels it. And I think if you take that away from him a little bit, his game falters. So let's hope we can make some more plays, getting his head early in this game.
He definitely had some swagger in that Charleston
game. Oh, my
goodness.
Didn't he? Yeah, he owned the court.
Knocked down some long threes, had a couple of dunks, one alley-oop. Now on the left side, Lamont Ross. Streaks lead by 5, 7-2. Underdogs in this game. Aslan Butler on the outside working against Jones. Gets it off to Kendall Thompson. Dribbles inside the lane, cut off at the free throw line. Backs it up outside the volleyball line with under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Galesburg girls will play for the Charleston Holiday Tournament Championship tomorrow. Galesburg boys playing for a chance at the tournament championship here tonight. A win, they would, based on the tiebreaker, could come away the tournament title winners. It wouldn't be Rantoul if the Streaks win it here tonight. We'll explain that as we go along. On the right side, Gibson on the elbow. Steps inside the arc, now kicks it back out to Lamont Ross, who will back it up with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. 5-point Galesburg lead at 7-2. Ross works his way left. Gibson comes out high for the pass. Now on the left wing to Thompson. Dribbles it back out, gives off to Garnett with 2:10 to go in the first period. Now Butler with it on the right wing. Gibson trying to cut down the lane. Instead, it's Aslan taking it all the way, but it's too strong, and the rebound deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Gibson, apparently, over the top of a Rantoul player, so the Eagles get the defensive rebound. Great move by Aslan, just too strong off the glass.
Well, and even though we don't get points, we forced Rantoul. I think it takes a little of their energy away to have to play that much defense, so we're just kind of playing keep away, and so far, everything's worked out well for the Streaks in the first quarter.
On the quick three, jumper at the other end, in and out, and a collision on the rebound as Jackson Carver missed the three, then came in. Grant Gibson was stepping back from the basket to get the rebound, and they're going to call the foul on him.
Yeah, and he took the worst of it. He came out, and he's holding his hip. After that collision, he'll stay in the game, be a little hobbled after that. That was a pretty big collision, both going for the rebound in the middle of the lane.
First foul on Galesburg in the game. One team foul on Rantoul as well. 1:46 to go in the first quarter. Handoff into the right corner. Britt spins away from Aslan Butler as the Streaks have made the defensive switch there. Now he's going to launch the three, and that's too long. Rebound, long rebound, chased down into the corner, and Rantoul can't catch up to it. Travis Britt, 0-for-3 from the field in the first quarter, and the Streaks get a dead ball rebound and have it back, leading 7-2 with 95 seconds to go in the first quarter. Now full court pressure by the Eagles. Thompson on the inbound, and a timeout called by Mike Reynolds. Looks like he wants a 30-second timeout with a minute 34 to go in the first quarter, 7-2. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville for this holiday tournament. Some great certified pre-owned deals at Galesburg Nissan, including the 2009 Altima, the white version that we are driving, with markdown just under 20,000. And Jim, I looked at the mileage, now I can't remember what it is, but it's fairly low mileage for a two-year-old vehicle.
It's under 20,000, yeah. I know that. So we put a few driving between here and Springfield. that's where most of the folks at this tournament have been staying, at the hotels in Springfield, and then driving into Taylorville. In fact, a lot of us have been driving back and forth to Dine as well. But it's about a 25-minute drive, and we've been blessed to have a nice Altima to drive. And thanks to the folks at Galesburg Nissan, where they can make your 2012 happy. Stop by and see them about one of their certified pre-owns or a brand-new car.
Coming out of the Galesburg timeout, Carson Cheeseman into the front court, breaking the Rantoul press. Gibson, Ross, Thompson, and Garnett on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Garnett on the outside. Butler took a break during that timeout. He's on the bench for the moment. Ross on the outside as we approach the one-minute mark of the first quarter. Kendall gets an open look and hits the three.
Boy, Kendall.
Streaks lead now 10-2. 8-point bulge with a minute to go in the first quarter.
Game similar to last year, playing too topless for that title game and the shot.
Quick three on the opposite side. Too strong in the weak side rebound by Grant Gibson.
Went in a pretty heavy underdog last year against Tutopolis and played a nearly flawless game to win that one.
Shut him down defensively in that one, too, holding him under 30. On the outside, Cheeseman. Now Grant Gibson down to 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. A 10-2 Silver Streaks lead. Two Rantoul players at the scoring table ready to check in. Streaks want to take it down to the final shot of this first quarter and build on an 8-point lead. Garnett to Ross, free throw line, dumps it over left side to Gibson, steps inside, pulls up, shoots, missed it. Britt with the rebound. Here comes Rantoul quickly into the front court with 16 seconds to go. Right side, Britt sidesteps, then they backed off, he passed it off instead, now has it back at the top of the circle with 10 to go. Garnett gives him a little room to shoot, he backs up to the volleyball line. Trying to isolate, now pulls up for three. That one's way off the mark. Ross with the rebound with two. That's the end of the first quarter. It's 10-2 Galesburg after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Celebrate New Year's in the Broadview Lounge. Enjoy karaoke with candy starting at 9, then eat afterwards in the restaurant.
Come dance in the new year with DJ Doc Patterson at Cherry Street with party favors and champagne toast at midnight. And as always, no cover.
Ring in the new year at Best Western Prairie Inn with their package, including one standard sleeping room, prime rib buffet for two, champagne, party favors, entertainment by drive, and breakfast for two in the morning for $139.99 plus tax.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
One quarter gone and a good one for the Galesburg boys basketball team, leading Rantoul at the end of the first quarter 10-2. Eagles have the ball to begin the second quarter with a couple of substitutions coming out of the quarter break. Travis Britt, the Division I prospect on the right. Jones, the second leading scorer on the left with it. Penetrates, draws a quadruple team, throws it up toward the basket, draws nothing, and Aslan Butler back into the game gets the rebound.
Tell you what, holding Rantoul to 2 points in a quarter, I'm not sure anybody's going to do that the rest of the year. That was an impressive first quarter by Galesburg defensively.
On the outside, Aslan Butler hands off right side. Lamont Ross for three. Off the rim, rebound. Britt skies for that one. He was way up over the boards to pull down that rebound. Quickly into the front court. This is Elsie Franklin into the game. Just 5'5", a senior, will play the point for the most time while he's in there. Passed up the three, penetrates left. Streaks cut him off. Now lobs it back out to Jones between the circles. Britt is lingering on the right wing, also into the game. C.J. Morris, a 5'11 senior. Now Franklin shoots the long three, missed it. Weak side rebound, falls off the mark. Rebound batted around, and Jones gets it for Rantoul, a third crack at this offensive trip down the floor. Good look through the lane, and they miss that layup. Aslan Butler has the ball knocked out of his hands. Lamont Ross picks it up off the floor.
Wow, three cracks at it. Lid on the basket right now for Rantoul.
Now the Streaks turn it over. Bad pass leads up to a layup, and they throw it right to Kendall Thompson, who gets it back for the Silver Streaks. Not a strong lead pass. Right corner, Ross for three!
Great to come out of that crazy flurry with a three-pointer, and the Streaks will take a timeout on the heels of it.
6:32 to go in the first half. Galesburg on top by 11, and just a 30-second timeout.
Just a quick couple of thoughts. We talked with the opportunity to talk with the head coach of Rantoul, Brett Frericks, a little bit before the game. He said he was concerned with the Galesburg 1-3-1. They gave them problems last year. They had trouble solving it. Well, the Streaks have really mixed up their defenses here well tonight and have done a great job. Plus, Rantoul's been off the mark, but I think a lot of that, Brad, has been the fact that we've been in the neighborhood. They haven't had many open looks, and that makes shooting so much more difficult. They were having a lot of wide open looks against Charleston when they blew them out earlier today. Rantoul has just two losses, Chicago Hope by 2 points at a shootout, and Normal High by a point in conference play.
Wow. That's the Corn Belt Conference.
Yep.
Here it's 13-2 Galesburg, an 11-point lead with 6:20 to go in the first half. That Rantoul, 1 of 12 shooting so far in this game. That was not a problem at all in the Charleston game. In the left corner, Franklin brings it back out to Jones. Finds an opening, steps inside the arc, has it knocked out of his hands, picks up the loose ball, throws it away in the lane.
He about knocked Britt over with that pass, hit him in the head.
Intended for Jackson Carver, and it went off him. And the Silver Streaks get it back after the fifth Rantoul turnover. Kendall Thompson, Ross, top of the circle, off the mark for three. Rebound Carson Cheeseman, and then a foul called on Franklin, holding him from behind, the second foul of the game on Rantoul.
You know, there's a case, a lot of times you think rebounding, you think interior, making yourself big underneath, keep the guys away. Carson Cheeseman that time didn't have the position. He sealed the guy on the baseline, kept him inside, and so the long carom, Carson able to keep his hip on him and got the long carom outside.
Thompson gets it into Aslan Butler for three. Got it! Rantoul shooting terribly, and the Streaks are doing just enough to build a 14-point lead. Now it's 16-2. Under 5:40 to go in the first half.
Who would ever have dreamed this? I mean, Taylorville's won the Hurley game. Why not us tonight?
And we may have to start explaining the tiebreaker already. There's a long way to go in this game.
Yeah, there sure is.
Rantoul is clearly rattled, but they can regroup in a hurry. On the right side, Morris is covered up. Now he swings it over to Franklin. Here's Britt driving, cut off by Grant Gibson. Loose ball created. A block by Aslan Butler on Morris's shot, but a foul called. I think they're going to get Aslan on the block.
The Streaks so tenacious right now on defense. Britt tried to drive. They poked it away from him, and they contested that shot. They're not going to let Rantoul have anything easy.
Just like Rantoul didn't let Charleston have anything easy in the first game here today, and the free throw rolls through for C.J. Morris. Their first point since they were down 5-0 in the first quarter and got a basket from Johnny Jones. 16-3. Galesburg had scored 11 in a row prior to that free throw. 5:14 to go first half. Second free throw missed. And Grant Gibson pulls down already his third rebound. Those are the first free throws of the game. Only two team fouls on both Rantoul and Galesburg here in the early going. 5 minutes to go before halftime. Lamont Ross on the left side. Guarded very closely. Trying to get another 5-second call, but he passes it away to Carson Cheeseman at the volleyball line. Ball poked out of his hand from behind. Soars out of bounds at the end of the Rantoul bench. Streaks left to inbound it from the corner.
So far, our guards have done a nice job facing the offense, because we found out this afternoon, if you turn your back out high, they're going to come right up behind you and poke it away and go for a slam dunk on the other end. The Streaks guards have kept their heads up looking forward.
See if the Streaks want to show some more patience offensively here. Here's Kendall Thompson on the right wing. Backs it up, top of the circle to Carson Cheeseman. Now over to Ross on the left elbow, dumps it on the interior, and it's going to be a poke foul from the backside intended for Grant Gibson. Are they going to call it on Morris or Jones? Who's it going to be? Well, whistle Jones for the foul. That's his first, and the third team foul on Rantoul. Inbounding from the right of the basket, Kendall Thompson out high over Britt's head to Carson Cheeseman. Carson dribbles to the right side of the elbow, now gives off to Kendall Thompson. Looking down low, skips it back out top of the circle to Aslan Butler. Cheeseman with it on the left side, dribbles top of the circle over to Lamont Ross. Galesburg girls a winner by 18 over Effingham earlier today. Three wins for the Galesburg program here on WGIL. Galesburg boys going for a fourth, but they turn it over on this possession. Jones comes out with a steal, now Britt with it, trying some showtime in the lane, and he pulls up from 5 feet away, gets his first basket of the game at the 4:07 mark, of the second quarter. Galesburg's lead is now 11 at 16-5. They break the press easily. This is what Rantoul wants, get into a running game. But Galesburg pulls it up in the half court. They're going to show some more patience here. Little poke by Jones on Lamont Ross. Keeps the dribble. Now here's a three by Kendall off the right. And a foul on the rebound. Grant Gibson getting on the inside of Morris, who came down with the rebound. So a bit of a lull here for the Silver Streaks. Second foul on Grant Gibson, and that will hurt the Silver Streaks. Oh, I take it back. They called it on Carson Cheeseman instead. So that's a break for Galesburg. No, still the 13 foul.
Rantoul even proves that if you turn the ball over on your own baseline, that's where their fast break takes off. They don't have to get it out high. They're flying down the court no matter when they get their hands on the basketball.
Well, it just allows them to build up more speed, going the full length of the court, right? On the right side, Jones with it. Gives off to Britt right in front of the Galesburg bench. Approaching the 3.5-minute mark of the second quarter. Britt with it back. Steps inside the arc. Shoots an 18-footer, and it rolls off. That's what Galesburg wants, him to shoot the outside jumper.
Contested,
and he's off the mark. Carson Cheeseman with the rebound. Galesburg by 11 with 3:20 to go in the first half. Ross left side over to Cheeseman. Front of the Rantoul bench, top of the circle, Garnett. Now over to Ross on the right wing. Hanging it low, gets it out to Kendall Thompson. Steps inside the arc, drives, jump stop, kicks it back out to Lamont. Shoots the three. Off the mark. Rebound.
Man, he gets up, doesn't he? Way up there.
Lamont 1-for-4 from three-point range in this quarter. Now on the opposite end, an air ball three knocked out of Carson Cheeseman's hands, out of bounds back to Galesburg. Carver went up with it from the baseline, but I don't know if he just never really had a good grip on the ball. He completely airballed it short, and it goes back to Galesburg with 2:52 to go on the first half, a 16-5 Silver Streaks lead. Well, 16-2. Rantoul has a free throw and a basket to cut a little bit closer here in the first half. Kendall Thompson with it on the left, around an Aslan Butler screen, and then Britt comes out from the low side and runs into Kendall Thompson. That's his second foul.
You know, and something coming into this game, we talk so much about Rantoul's offense doing this and that, but these guys play really good defense, and that's what triggers their offense. They're able to just smother you defensively and force turnovers. So far, we've avoided too many turnovers, but Rantoul's still in the half-court defense. It's tough to get a clean shot.
Britt stays on the floor with those two fouls, and Lamont works around his man on the right side and then draws a defensive foul on Dariana Dorsey. Lamont got a step on him, and then Dorsey tried to come back and cut him off on the baseline, picks up his first foul, and Lamont's going to get a couple of free throws here. 15 foul on Rantoul, 2:34 to go in the first half. Ross to the free throw line, 3 points in the game, and he misses the first free throw badly. He's only 1 of 5 in the game from the field, and now 0-for-1 from the free throw. It's the first free throw attempt of the game for Galesburg. Streaks lead by 11, 2:34 to go first half. Second free throw on the way and off the back of the rim. Garnett gets a hand on the rebound, then has it knocked out of his hands, and Britt comes up with it. They just contest everything. And now a whistle into the front court, a timeout called by Rantoul. 30-second timeout, 2:28 to go first half.
Give a little shout-out to Dick Lindstrom if you're listening tonight in Galesburg. We were talking with one of the assistants of the Rantoul coaching staff. His name is Wes Cox, and he came up and he said, "You're WGIL, right?" I said, "Yes, we are." He said, "Well," he said, "Dick wanted me to mention that I'm his nephew." So Wes Cox is here coaching for Rantoul, and gives a shout out to Uncle Dick Lindstrom.
There you go. Several connections down here, as you never quite know where those connections are going to come from. In the first game, we found out afterward that Grant Spear, who plays for Mattoon, his father is a good friend of Steve Cheeseman, and an even better friend of Bart Arthur, who's in the Galesburg school system, principal at Churchill Junior High School. And Steve said the Spears grew up in Abingdon. Grant Spear's father grew up in Abingdon. Here's a drive by Britt. Aslan Butler tries to draw the charge. He forces the miss by Britt. And Carson Cheeseman gets his third rebound of the game.
I don't know how there wasn't a call of something there.
Something.
But, I mean, because he went hard and we hit the floor, but no call.
They're letting him play. Top of the circle, Cheeseman around a curl. Steps inside the arc. Misses it badly to the right. Had a hand in his face. Jones comes up with a rebound. Here comes Rantoul. Streaks get back defensively and cut him out. Now Jones with a long three, and it's off the mark. And out of the backside, Garnett comes up flying high.
Great
for the rebound.
Great job by Austin on the boards. We've done a tremendous job on the defensive glass, limiting for the most part to one and done for Rantoul.
Yeah, still only two baskets in the game for the Eagles with a minute 30 to go before halftime. And Galesburg, despite in an offensive drought right now, still leads by 11, 16-5. Kendall Thompson has the pass out high. Now starts his dribble, working to the right. Tries to step between two defenders. And a foul on the floor against Rand Tool. Kendall was working his way to the right, then cut very hard to the left, and he ran right into both Kelly Foster and Johnny Jones. I think they're going to whistle it on Foster. They do. That's his first, and the 16 foul on Rand Tool. So with a minute 19 to go before halftime, 16 fouls on the Eagles, 3 on the Silver Streaks. Carson Cheeseman will inbound from the baseline left of the basket. Looking out high, Aslan Butler in traffic as it poked away from behind, and the Streaks turn it over. Exactly what Rand Tool wanted, and Foster drives at the other end and lays it up and in.
Both of their field goals this quarter have come on turnovers on our end because they just seem to gain confidence when they can get it out and go. They just know they're going to score, and they did it again there.
Somebody from the Silver Streaks slipped under the basket, so the whistle stops the action, gives them a chance to wipe the floor down and try to get that slick spot out from underneath the basket. Gives Rand Tool a chance to substitute Travis Britt out of the game with a minute 10 to go before halftime, so he does not pick up a third foul before the teams head to the locker room. Back into the game, Dariana Dorsey for the Eagles. And they put the full court press on. Thompson running the baseline, gets it into Aslan Butler. Gives it back to Kendall, bringing it up the far side. Cuts right toward the half-court line. Now brings it across into the front court. Right side to Carson Cheeseman as it poked away from behind from the backside. A scramble for the ball. And Rantoul can't catch up to it. C.J. Morris goes down pretty hard to our left into a table, but he pops right back up.
Carson,
minute to go, first half.
Smart play there, just sealed Morris off and knew that if the ball went out of bounds, the Streaks would get it back rather than trying to make a save on the sideline.
Carson inbounds to Aslan Butler in the front court. Now Aslan dribbles up court, gives it off to Kendall Thompson, who will back it all the way up into the midcourt tornado on the floor. Dribbles to the left wing. Now reverses directions, picks up his dribble, down low to Austin Garnett, drives into the lane and up and in.
Nice, confident move by Garnett. First field goal for Galesburg in quite a while.
And back to an 11-point lead. Quick bullet pass right side. Foster misses the layup from the low blocks, and the rebound pops out to Jackson Carver for Rand Tool. Jumper in the lane, swirls to the rim, and a chance at a three-point play for Dorsey. Fourth team foul of the game on Galesburg. This one will go against Butler, his second.
He will come out. Grant Gibson to give him a rest for the rest of the half, which is only 29 seconds worth.
Offensive rebound led to a basket there for Rand Tool. Becomes part of their strategy in some ways. To the free throw line, Dorsey, and finishes it off the three-point play. Cuts the Galesburg lead to 8 at 18-10. Under 30 seconds to go before halftime. The full court press stays on. Streaks get it inbound, and they back off into the front court. Only one man, Morris, guarding against Ross. Works around a screen left in front of the Rand Tool bench. Picks up his dribble, now back out to Kendall Thompson with 15 seconds to go before halftime. Kendall dribbles right to the wing with 12 seconds to go. Back toward the top of the circle to Grant Gibson, baseline with 9. Steps outside the arc, almost lost his pivot foot with 6. Thompson drives the lane. The floater is good. 2 seconds to go before halftime. Jones inbounds the heave. Woo! Off the rim. Would have counted for Jackson Carver, and a heck of a heave. But Galesburg with a 10-point lead at the half on the Kendall Thompson basket down the lane, his 5th point, and it's 20-10 Silver Streaks over the favorite Rand Tool Eagles. When we come back at halftime, first half team stats, individual scoring. We'll talk things over with the coaching staff, who I think has to be pretty pleased despite a scoring drought in the second quarter with a 10-point lead at halftime in what could be the championship game of this Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Take a timeout. Halftime show is up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I hated the dog sweater I wore in last year's family Christmas photo. This year, I'm more optimistic. Thorns expanded their line of new pet clothing. After making my selection from several hip new sweaters and shirts, I begged to browse the toy aisles to see what's new. The Bird Cat Toys, Caddy Stacks, eco-friendly stackable boxes, Chuck It brand toys, Fetch indoors, oh boy. With so many Kongs, toys, and mouth-watering snacks, I think I'm gonna hang 2 stockings up this year.
Thorns Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons and Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering, screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Loves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
This is it. Yum's 50th anniversary blowout sale now through December 31st with unbelievably low pricing that won't be extended into 2012. Check out the new 2012 Sonic LT with a 35 mile per gallon rating and at a blowout price of $16,991. See the popular 2012 crossover Chevy Equinox. Yum has 12 in stock, all with a 32 mile per gallon rating and at a blowout price of $23,939. Buy a new 2011 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab and save $9,000. Yum made a special purchase of new 2011 Chevy Impala, and for the year-end 50th anniversary blowout, drop prices to an unheard-of low. Buy a full-power cloth interior 2011 Chevy Impala for just $15,745 or a full-power leather interior 2011 Impala for just $17,955. And Yen has over 200 pre-owned vehicles all marked with anniversary blowout prices. But hurry, it ends December 31st. Yen Chevrolet Buick GMC on Henderson Street in Galesburg and at yemauto.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Cratty Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Cratty, at Cratty Insurance, for more information today to start saving.
The Big Mac, yo. It rides in limos. It has impeccable taste. Every side is its good side. It's been sighted everywhere from Vegas to Hotlanta. It never dines alone. Ravenous fans, it has them. There's nothing like the taste of the Big Mac sandwich. Also, the Mac Snack Rack is in the house for a limited time. So hurry into McDonald's. The simple joy of famous flavor. At participating McDonald's.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you from Taylorville. Nicole Olin, our broadcast engineer for Silver Streaks boys basketball. Galesburg leading Rantoul at the half. Okay. Had you told me that ahead of the evening to say Galesburg would be leading at the half? All right. I can see that. But 20-10? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And 10-2 after the first quarter?
Yeah. This is like the Teutopolis game last year all over again down at Charleston.
Yeah. You know, this Rantoul team is kind of an enigma because, again, they... A good record coming in, but they had a narrow escape against a Mattoon team that went 0-4 at this tournament. Won, beat them by a point opening night, but then their last couple of games, including this afternoon, they were just fantastic.
Yep.
I mean, they looked like they were so far ahead of everybody else here, it wasn't even funny. But, I think Mike Reynolds and the coaching staff learned a lot in watching them. Of course, they played basically the same team last year. Of course, we had seven seniors who were able to handle that pressure. That was the big question coming in here to this one tonight. You know, can our guards, who have been a little suspect in the ball handling department already through the first half of the season, be able to take good enough care of the ball that we can stay in this? Well, the answer through one half has been absolutely
yeah.
We can. We've been getting a lot of help. I love the offensive sets we're running. A lot of help from Garnett and Gibson and and everybody coming up from the post to help out with the guards in case they get in trouble. Nobody's had to handle the ball too long at one time, and we've just been getting enough offense, you know, to get the job done. And 20-10 at the half, this is terrific. Hopefully it'll keep up.
Let's take a look at the first half statistics. Obviously, with a 10-point lead at the half, holding the opposition to 10 points, these are going to favor Galesburg pretty nicely.
Yeah, well, and I don't know whether it's realistic to expect Rantoul to shoot 19% again in the second half, because that's what they did in the first half, 4 of 21. Galesburg, on the other hand, 8 of 17, 47%. Nice, healthy percentage for the Silver Streaks, including 4 three-pointers. Rebounds, you would expect Rantoul to have a big edge there, but really right now it looks like Galesburg's actually up one, 14 to 13 on the boards. And the turnover count, 5 for each team. I guess the rebounding situation, Brad, Rantoul, they're not really a big team as far as height across the board, but they've got a couple of guys that can really jump, you know, led by Britt, the All-State candidate. And, I mean, when he goes up in the pack, there's no question who's jumping. He's way above the rim, but he's just one man. So the Streaks have done a good job.
Take a timeout here on the Halftime Show, brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. We'll talk to the Streaks coaching staff when we come back, give you the individual scoring as well. It's 20-10 Galesburg over Rantoul at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. More Silver Streaks boys basketball is coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Save big on everything to give your home a beautiful new look for the new year. Now during Menards' year-end sale. Choose from a fantastic selection of name brand sofas, love seats, recliners, and more at great sale prices. Relax in a rocker recliner by Simmons, featuring Easy Care fabric. It's on sale for just $119 after rebate. With savings this big, furniture will go fast. So shop now for the best selection.
Save big money at Menards.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink announcing Galesburg Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year.
Klinker!
3% over invoice plus 1.9% financing for up to 72 months with approved credit. Going on now at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
The official WGIL forecast. Rain likely after midnight tonight, 38. The overnight low. Chance of rain tomorrow morning. Afternoon high near 48. Cloudy tomorrow evening with a low near 32. Sunny Saturday, a high of 52, 35 at night. New Year's Day, cloudy and colder. A high near 40 degrees on Sunday, 29 Monday afternoon, and into the teens Monday night. Currently 40 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Just under a minute to go for this OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show to come to an end. Galesburg boys lead Rantoul 20-10. Jim Lee had a chance to catch up with Streaks assistant Steve Cheeseman. What's the word, Jim?
Well, Steve said obviously they're very pleased with where they're at right now. He said they want to avoid, as we talked earlier today, that we've had traditionally bad early third quarters.
Yep.
Obviously got to avoid that because this team could put up a lot of points in a hurry if you have a couple of bad minutes. He said offensively want to continue to have the long possessions, really make their defense work. We worked that to a T in the first half. And defensively just keep doing what we're doing, frustrate them, and probably continue to utilize that 1-3-1 quite a bit.
Carson Cheeseman inbounds to Aslan Butler as Galesburg has the ball to start off the second half. Carson drives into the lane, bad pass picked off by Greg Morrow for Rantoul. Streaks turn it over on their first possession. Quickly into the front court, Jones, spin move past his man, scoops it up and in off the glass. And there you go. Points in a hurry. 4 points in the night for Johnny Jones, the second leading scorer on the season for Rantoul. 4 points makes him the leading scorer on the night here tonight. Lamont Ross picks up his dribble, gives off to Austin Garnett. Coach Mike Reynolds says, somebody come out and help Austin. And a push foul called on Jones, just leaning in on Austin too much, and that's a second foul of the game on Johnny Jones.
Yeah, Jones didn't argue that one at all.
Nope. Pointed to himself right away. Jones, Travis Britt, and Kelly Foster each with two in the first half. Dariana Dorsey with three for Rantoul and C.J. Morris with one. That accounted for their 10 points.
We've been able to keep this game physical but not get out of hand. The game earlier today against Charleston got real chippy.
With Rantoul, that is.
I'm sorry, yeah, Rantoul and Charleston.
Down low, Grant Gibson from the baseline spins in and out. Carson Cheeseman comes flying in. Nobody blocked him out, and then his momentum took him out of bounds on the attempted rebound. Heck of an effort by Carson, and a great effort by Grant Gibson to get off a shot after Aslan Butler had the ball knocked out of his hands and nearly turned it over. So a turnover and a missed shot and a missed rebound for the Silver Streaks to start off the second half. Down low, Jones posting up on Cheeseman. Put that large foot out in front of him right along the baseline. Thought he stepped out of bounds, but they missed the shot. And Aslan Butler gets his third rebound. 8-point Galesburg lead. A little over a minute gone here in the third quarter. Lamont Ross all the way in from the right side. Pulls up from the baseline, but a foul on the floor before he put the shot up, which he made. And the foul on Greg Morrow. Okay, I thought he signaled 32, which they don't have a 32 on the floor right now, but it was 42. Foul on Greg Morrow for Rantoul. Inbound to Aslan Butler. Britt comes over to guard him. Pass behind him to Lamont Ross. 6:40 to go, third quarter. Galesburg's lead is 8, 20-12. If the Silver Streaks win this game, here's a long three by Aslan Butler off the front of the rim, and the long rebound pops out to Johnny Jones for Rantoul. Into the front court quickly. Now top of the circle, left side it goes to Britt. Trying to dribble on Austin Garnett. Into the lane, posts up, and a touch foul called on Austin. Little hand check moving into the lane. Was about to say, if the Silver Streaks win this game, it will create a three-way tie among Charleston, Rantoul, and the Silver Streaks, all at 3-1 in the tournament. And the final tiebreaker comes down to the team with the lowest points allowed in the tournament. And if the Silver Streaks win this game, it will be the Silver Streak. So for all intents and purposes, this is the championship game for Galesburg and for Rantoul. If they win it, they're the outright champs. Britt makes the first free throw. Second one up and in as well. He's got nice form at the line. 4 points on the night. Rantoul within six now, 20-14. This is as close as they've been since they were down 7-2 in the first quarter. Galesburg led by as many as 14 in the second quarter. The lead is six right now. Into the front court, Ross. Right side, Garnett. That 14-point lead was 16-2. Since then, the Streaks have been outscored 12-4. Kendall Thompson driving from the left side all the way up and in off the glass.
A bold move by Thompson going in from the left side and gives the Streaks back that half-dozen-point lead.
22-14. Austin Garnett pokes the interior pass away. Grant Gibson picks up the loose ball. Sixth turnover on Rantoul. Quick change of events for Galesburg. Garnett on the outside. Had a couple guys cutting through the lane, but he keeps the ball on the outside. Now starts to dribble. Right side, Ross, open for three. Got it! Six on the game for Lamont Ross. Galesburg back up by 11 now, 25-14. Left corner. They cover up the three by Morrow. Into the lane, Jones. Jump stop inside the free throw line. A foul on the floor before he took two all the way to the hoop. And that'll be the third team foul on Galesburg here in the second half.
Going to get to Garnett, I think, on that one. Thought maybe they're going to get Kendall Thompson on a reach, but apparently Garnett prior to that. And they need more towels in here. Every time there's a wet floor, it's just everybody over there running their sneakers over it. And
squeak, 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 squeak.
Everybody's going to have good traction now. But
now they found a towel.
I was going to say, I'm not
after
sure that
the fact
solves the problem.
Clock stops, 5:24 to go, third quarter. 25-14 is the Galesburg lead. Two team fouls on the Silver Streaks here in the second half. Both of them on Austin Garnett. Aslan Butler also with two fouls. For Rantoul, Travis Britt and Johnny Jones, their two leading scorers in the season, each have two personal fouls as well.
You know, we commented this old gymnasium really has a lot of character. The floor itself could use a refinish. There's a lot of wax buildup on there, but you've got a lot of artwork under there that I don't think they're going to want to redo.
Quick left jumper and a block by Aslan Butler on Kelly Foster, but his shot gets deflected out of bounds, and Rantoul will hang on to it. Asla got over there quickly and got up quickly to block that three-point shot. Now Foster will inbound out high to L.C. Franklin, the little guy, 5'5", back into the game. Didn't have much playing time in the first half, but he's had a lot of playing time in the tournament. Britt with it right in front of us on the floor. Now a quick jumper from Foster. Air ball under the basket. Ranchula gets it. Put back good for C.J. Morris. That wasn't exactly how they wanted to do it, but it worked out. 25-16, Galesburg by 9. In the backcourt, Kendall Thompson. Well, might have got away with a high carry there. Now into the front court, picks it up inside the volleyball line, hands off to Grant Gibson. 9-point Galesburg lead, 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Gibson hands off to Butler. Off his shin, hangs on to it, now shovels it over through a double team. Now down low quickly, Ross out left corner. Kendall Thompson fakes a three, penetrates past a man, dishes it off to Ross, up over the basket, rebound put back, Gibson.
Oh, some special work by Kendall Thompson setting all that up.
27-16, Galesburg by 11. Bounce pass left side, Britt fakes the three, gets Aslan Butler to bite on it. Down low, perfectly executed, Jackson Carver with the layup. 27-18. And a foul called, I think, on Rantoul.
Mike Reynolds still barking at our defense. When they let one go through that easy, he's not happy. He knows what can happen in a hurry if Rantoul gets it going.
Their signal must have been just a warning now. Foul in the backcourt. That's going to be against Britt. Heck of a screen by Grant Gibson, and Britt ran into him hard. And that's the third foul of the game on Travis Britt.
Yeah, that was well deserved. Britt lowered his shoulder on that as Gibson had him set. I mean, to show you, Gibson's a strong kid, and Britt flattened him.
Grant's taking some contact in this game, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Now he has it on the outside. Man all over him, passes it over to Aslan Butler. Quick pass down low, nice cut by Garnett, but he missed the layup, and the rebound by L.C. Franklin for Rantoul. He leads the break up court. Beautifully executed by the Silver Streaks, just couldn't finish it off. They still lead by 9 with 3:40 to go, third quarter. Thompson all over Britt right in front of us, skips it over left side to Franklin. He's covered up by Gibson. Lob pass back out high to Britt, who can go up and get it. Under 3.5 to go, third quarter. Britt around the screen, top of the circle. Swing pass left side over to Carver. Brings it back out. Now Britt with it near the top of the circle. Kendall with a big smile on his face. Cut through the lane. Good pass, and then they dish it right back out. Carver dumps it off. Left side in a basket. Step up to the basket. Morris lays it up and in.
Rantoul 4-for-6 in the quarter as they cut the lead to 7 now.
27-20. On the inbound, Aslan Butler. Oh, they got Grant Gibson cutting down court, but the Silver Streaks will bring it up midcourt. Bounce pass right side, Austin Garnett. Back out to Butler under 3 minutes to go, third quarter.
We need to get back to some long possessions here. Steve Cheeseman told us that at half. The tempo starting to favor Rantoul here a little bit.
Nearly stolen away, and now Lamont Ross trying to get the ball back. Does step on the sideline. And it's happened right in front of the Galesburg bench, and they're looking at the official saying, no, he didn't step on the sideline. Look, there's the sideline right there. Not much of an argument, a pretty passionate argument, but a short-lived one. The Silver Streaks turn it over for the seventh time. 2:45 to go, third quarter. Rantoul down 7 with the ball. The favorites in the tournament. Now give it over right side to Travis Britt. They're starting to gain some offensive confidence. He shoots from the free throw line, but it rolls off, and Lamont Ross with a big leap up and a good box out to come down with that rebound. And a tough shooting night for Travis Britt. Left side in the corner, Aslan Butler fakes a three, steps inside, and it's blocked from behind. Didn't get it off quickly enough. L.C. Franklin came up with a loose ball and then overthrows Britt on the outlet pass, out of bounds over his head. Silver Streaks will have to take it the length of the court. Thompson guarded by Franklin right along the baseline. 2:18 to go, third quarter. Inbound to Lamont Ross. Ross working against Dorsey in the backcourt. Gibson comes. He's going to set that screen. Lamont didn't dribble closely enough to him, and Grant leaned a little bit, but no contact made. Now Lamont dribbles it off his hip, chases it down, picked up in the corner, and gives it off to Kendall Thompson. He works out of a double team, and a blocking foul called on Dorsey, not giving him enough room and leaning into him a bit. Second foul on Dorsey, and the third team, rather fifth team foul on Rantoul. Nope, that'll be just four team fouls on the Eagles. Sorry about that. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Galesburg with the ball and a 27-20 lead. Thompson fakes the handoff, drives all the way in from the right side. It rolls off, but a foul called. Oh, Kendall's body language was begging for that one to drop through.
So was everybody on the bench. They were all up off their seat and hoping that thing was going to fall. They were ready to let fly a chair, but it just fell off the rim. The good news is we've got couple of fouls away from getting into the bonus. And the free throw line was our friend this afternoon, and it might be here again tonight.
L.C. Franklin's second foul. Kendall Thompson to the free throw line. Eyes the first one and makes it. Kendall with eight on the game now, three in the second half. It's 28-20. That's the margin of lead for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg 22 of 25 from the free throw line in the win over Mattoon earlier today. But they missed both of their free throw attempts in the first half. This is their first trip to the line in the second half. 1:50 to go, third quarter. Thompson to the line for his second one, and it comes up short. Rebound deflected back to Kendall, and the Streaks can take another crack at it. And now a whistle and a timeout called by Galesburg as Coach Mike Reynolds saw his team in a bit of trouble. He comes halfway out onto the court, taking a sigh of relief, wipes the sweat off his brow, and with 1:45 to go in the third quarter, we got a timeout on the floor. Is this a full timeout? I never did see. Well, it's got to be. Galesburg has used both of its 30s. 1:45 to go, third quarter. Streaks by eight. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
This is Jeff Klink announcing Galesburg Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year.
Klinker.
3% over invoice plus 1.9% financing for up to 72 months with approved credit. Going on now at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Klinker.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons in Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL. The Carl Sandburg College Learning Center's spring registration starts next week. Carlos Duncan has the details tomorrow morning at 8:15 on the WGIL Morning News.
Minute 27 to go, third quarter. While we were away, a beautiful inbound pass from Kendall Thompson to Lamont Ross cutting in from the right side. He puts it up and in to give Galesburg a 10-point lead. Then on the opposite end of the floor, Travis Britt shoots a three, misses it. Grant Gibson in position for the rebound gets fouled over the back. So 16 fouls on Rantoul with 85 seconds to go in the third quarter and a 30-20 Galesburg lead. Streaks break the full court press. Ross side over to Thompson. Backs behind the volleyball line between the circles. Picks up his dribble, gets it off to Grant Gibson. Pulls up from 15 feet and hit it. Eight in the game for Grant Gibson. Galesburg by a dozen again at 32-20. Into the front court. A high pass to C.J. Morris, who falls down when he comes down with it. Turns it over, and Galesburg gets it back. Under a minute to go, third quarter.
Mike Reynolds yelling out for one. He'd love to get the final shot of the quarter here.
Can they hold it for 58 seconds?
Nope.
They just turned it over. Aslan Butler got double-teamed. It got deflected up into the air. Rantoul got it back. Here's Britt from the left wing. Dishes it out to Jones for three. Rolls off. Rebound deflected. Kendall Thompson covers it up and comes down with it. Now they got a much better chance to hold for the last shot. Austin Garnett is down under the Rantoul basket, holding his right leg. And he's slow to get up.
He is up now.
He's up.
Putting weight on it.
Leaning over on his knees, he'll have to come out of the game. Carson Cheeseman already in for the Silver Streaks, ready to go. And then he's walking it off. Assistant coach Eric Smith out there to talk it over.
Austin Garnett's had some big moments on this Thursday.
Boy, he has.
Both games.
He hobbles over to the sideline. Smith follows him very closely to the end of the bench. It looks like he'll be all right. 30.6 seconds to go in the third quarter. And they're going to take Austin to the locker room. One of the trainers here on site follows him. And that'll give him a chance to wipe some more. Dig out one of those towels. Nope, they're not even going to use a towel. There it goes back. Apparently they got the spot mopped up. Everybody's happy.
We dodged another bullet there. Made a turnover. And then Rantoul again failed to capitalize. So now with 30 seconds left, we'll try and wind down the third again.
Cheeseman and Ross in the backcourt. Gibson waiting at midcourt. Pass down low. Aslan Butler wide open. What a look from deep from Marcus, from Lamont Ross. And it's a 14-point Galesburg lead with 14 seconds to go, third quarter. Jones backs up, holding for the last shot. Left side, it's Foster with it. Into the lane. An offensive foul?
Yep.
Yes!
Had to be.
C.J. Morris barrels over Carson Cheeseman waiting in the lane.
Delayed call by the official, but I thought, boy, he just got to call that a charge because Carson wasn't moving. He wasn't square to the guy. He was turned a little bit, but still he was standing still and took the charge.
First of the game on C.J. Morris. Galesburg has 5.4 seconds to take it the length of the court. Into Lamont Ross, and then he overthrows between Cheeseman and Thompson in the backcourt. Neither one knew to go for it, and Ranjul's going to get it right back, right in the front of their bench with 2.2 seconds to go. Ninth Galesburg turnover. Inbound it goes to Jones. He'll heave the three, trying to draw contact and a foul. He comes up short, and that's the end of the third quarter. Galesburg by 14. They score the last 7 points of the quarter and lead it 34-20 at the end of three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Jeff Klink announcing Galesburg Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year. 3% over invoice plus 1.9% financing for up to 72 months with approved credit. Going on now at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Who doesn't like cash? Win up to $500 by wearing the new orange WGIL button. Pick one up today at a participating sponsor. Details at WGIL.com.
Three quarters gone at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. This is the championship game. Whoever wins this game will win the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Pretty good for a Silver Streaks team that came in having lost seven in a row and lost their opener in this tournament. Now they have a 14-point lead over Rantoul going into the final quarter. And a win, whoever wins the game, is going to be the champion. And now Rantoul carelessly turns it over on the first possession of the final quarter.
Well, when they start throwing it to me, you know they're off. That one went right to my left side here. Streaks with a great opportunity here. They've earned it as we go into this fourth quarter up 14. Team, but I would not say comfortably ahead against this bunch.
7-0 run at the end of the third quarter gives Galesburg a 14-point lead. Ball knocked out of Lamont Ross's hands. He gets it back to Carson Cheeseman, saving it on the sideline. To Kendall Thompson at the top of the circle. Butler and Gibson also on the floor. Now Thompson loses it. Turns it over to Rantoul. Layup at the other end. Missed it. Ball knocked out of Kendall Thompson's hands from the backside. Travis Britt came over the top. And they're going to give it back to Rantoul.
Caught another break, though. He missed the layup, even though it was contested. It's one that today, earlier, they hardly ever missed against Charleston.
Just 28 seconds gone in the final quarter. 14-point Galesburg lead. Rantoul inbounds it all the way into the backcourt, where Jones chases it down.
Switch defenses here.
Haven't seen Austin Garnett return from the locker room yet. Oh, there he comes now, just as I said it. Galesburg back to that 1-3-1 zone.
Yep.
Left corner out high to Jones. This gave Mattoon all kinds of fits in the second half. Britt will shoot over the top of it and comes up short. Deflection right to Johnny Jones, who puts it back up and in.
Well, Britt's really lost all his confidence shooting the ball, and that's a great thing. You know he's going to want to try and score some points. He's the lead guy, but the Streaks defensively have really gotten into the heads of Rantoul and made them doubt themselves.
It's a 12-point lead with under 7 minutes to go in the game. Kendall Thompson all the way to the left baseline. A bad pass. Telegraphed it, and C.J. Morris came from the backside and picked it off cleanly.
Two possessions, two turnovers, not the way to finish this game.
Britt backs up from the defense. Now passes it over to Foster, right side Jones. He's the one guy who's still showing a lot of confidence, shooting the ball that rolls off. The rebound under the basket and the putback for C.J. Morris. So two misses, but two offensive rebound putbacks for Rantoul. Pulls them within 10 at 34-24. Thompson into the front court, all the way down the left side, out of control, too strong to the basket, missed it, loose ball, tried to save by Rantoul, and they do come up with it.
Thompson got pushed pretty well there, going to the basket, no call, that didn't help.
Britt all the way in from the left side, cut off along the baseline, wide open right side, a basket by Morris, and a foul by Lamont Ross, makes it a chance at a three-point play. And Coach Mike Reynolds barking about that push call that didn't get called that you were just talking about, Jim. And now one of the officials coming over. Mike's very close to a technical.
Yeah, and I think Rob and Steve over there helping to prevent that. Rob was actually, I think, giving Mike an earful, saying we don't want a technical here, Mike. We got a timeout.
Streaks are going to call a timeout. And Aslan Butler is slow to get up. He's still stretching out under the basket on the far side, and now he's down. I think it's a cramp.
Big time. Yep, they're pushing that toe back. A cramp in his left calf, it would appear. So this is the most tense moment of the game here for the Silver Streaks, who came in underdogs, I think, executed the game plan, and to this point, or at least until the fourth quarter, have perfectly executed it, up by 14 points. But now we've had two turnovers. We've also had a missed shot there. Rantoul has gotten two offensive rebounds and putbacks, and so this is the crunch point of the game. Will the Streaks fold under the pressure that Rantoul is going to bring here for the final 6 minutes, or will we find a way to get it done? Still up by eight, and I love what I see on that board in the foul situation. Only three fouls against the Streaks, seven fouls against Rantoul, so any foul by the Eagles puts us at the free throw line.
But after scoring the final 7 points of the third quarter for the Silver Streaks to build that 14-point lead, Rantoul has come back and scored the first 6 points of the fourth quarter to cut it back to an 8-point deficit and a chance at a 3-point play for C.J. Morris coming out of the Galesburg timeout at 34-26, 6:04. Galesburg, by the way, has only one timeout remaining. To the free throw line, it's up and in. So seven in a row by Galesburg at the end of the third. Seven in a row to start the fourth for Rantoul, and it's back to a seven-point Galesburg lead. They get it inbounds with Kendall Thompson trying to break the Rantoul press. Up court to Carson Cheeseman. Austin Garnett back into the game for Galesburg, and here's a double team and a foul called. Jones and Foster double-teaming Cheeseman on the sideline. That'll be the third foul of the game on Johnny Jones. And Carson Cheeseman goes to the free throw line for a 1-1.
Jones couldn't believe that one. Was a bit of a touch foul, because it was a good foul for us, because Carson Cheeseman was in trouble in the double team over on the sideline.
They definitely picked up their defensive aggressiveness here in the fourth quarter. It's go time, basically. If you're going to win this game, they've got to come back from a 14-point deficit. They've cut that lead in half. Cheeseman's free throw rolls off. The free throw rebound off Travis Britt's hands, out of bounds. And he's perplexed that it's not called on Galesburg, but yet he got away with one down here, so maybe it all evens out in the end. Silver Streaks missed an opportunity to score there. Let's see if they can get it from the field after missing the free throw. Thompson on the inbound intended for Ross, knocked away by Britt, out of bounds. 5:52 to go in the game. 34-27 Galesburg by seven and the ball. Thompson from the far corner left, inbounds to Lamont Ross. Thought about squaring up for three. Britt nearly stole it away from behind. He was just sort of lurking back there in position, but Lamont held on to it. Now Garnett with it. Don't see any tape on either of his legs. Well, maybe a little bit of tape above his right sock, I guess. Now Kendall Thompson drives, penetrates between defenders, takes it all the way to the basket, and gets called for traveling. Three turnovers, a missed shot, and a missed free throw for Galesburg in this fourth quarter. Rantoul could cut the deficit from seven down to five, or maybe four. Jones with a stutter step dribble. Now has it back from the left side. Thought about the three, lobs it back door, and a dunk by Travis Britt.
We hadn't seen that the whole night. We saw it this afternoon in their earlier game, but the Streaks fell asleep there.
It's a 5-point Galesburg lead. Thompson into the front court, dribbles into and out of traffic. Now right corner to Austin Garnett, approaching the 5-minute mark. A 9-0 run by Rantoul to start the fourth quarter. Left side, Lamont Ross. Three-pointer is blocked. And the loose ball rebound under the basket. Norris outlets it, and it's knocked away by Ross, out of bounds. Lamont just didn't get the shot off quickly enough.
Rantoul turning it up a gear here, and so far the Streaks have had no answer in the fourth quarter.
On the inbounds, Jones. Down low. Turnaround jumper rolls through for C.J. Morris, who has seven in the quarter. It's down to a three-point game at 34-31. An 11-0 run. Now the ball knocked out of Cheeseman's hands. Saved along the baseline. Jones up and in. Timeout Galesburg with a one-point lead now at 34-33. Their final timeout with 4:36 to go in the game. We'll take a timeout as well. Galesburg by one now. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
This is Michelle Bazzari at WGIL, reminding you that starting January 9th, the Civic Arts Center opens up for kids' art sessions for the 14th annual Kids Month, sponsored by Nair and Target. Kids will make art for the exhibit later in January. Times and dates available at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
The Galesburg High girls basketball team plays for the championship of the Charleston Holiday Tournament tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for all the action around 6:45 on WGIL.
4:36 to go in the game, the championship game of the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, the inaugural Taylorville Holiday Tournament. The Silver Streaks have given up 13 straight points in 3 minutes and 24 seconds of the fourth quarter after they took the first 24 minutes to build a 14-point lead. And holding Rantoul to 20 points, they've now given up 13 points in less than 3.5 minutes. But they still have a 1-point lead and the ball, but they are clearly rattled. Thompson to inbound from the baseline. Streaks are out of timeouts with 4:36 to go in the game. They get it into Grant Gibson. This is the Rantoul team we saw against Charleston earlier today. Thompson trapped in the backcourt, reaches out of it, now gets it to Aslan Butler. The Streaks have a 2-on-1 to Austin Garnett up and in. And a whistle by the officials, an official timeout. I think we got a warning.
Then we got a foul on Aslan Butler. His teammates yelling at him a little bit.
Yeah, but it's not on the scoreboard. I think it's just a warning.
Oh, okay. They gave the 2-3. Okay, just a warning.
36-33, Galesburg by 3, approaching the midpoint of the fourth quarter. Streaks have a chance now to settle back into that zone and try to confound Rantoul, their first basket of the fourth quarter. Skip pass left side over to Jones. Gibson comes out, gets on top of him, dribbles into traffic, and Gibson steals it away. Leads the break to the other end, and a reach foul called. Driving on Gibson to the opposite end. Grant's going to get a 1-and-bonus here with just under 4 minutes to go in the game.
Well, the nice responses in these first two possessions after the timeout. We're not going to win this game playing scared.
Right.
We're going to win this game playing with some confidence, and I think for the first time in the fourth quarter, we've seen that offensively as Gibson makes the first free throw. Next foul puts us in a double bonus.
Yep. Yeah. 9 team fouls on Rantoul, second of the game on Kelly Foster. First free throw by Grant Gibson is good. He has 9 points in the game. Now he's in double figures with 10, making both, and suddenly Galesburg back up by 5 now, 38-33. 3:50 still to go in this game. Foster with it on the left. Now Jones with it on the right. Gives it off to Britt in front of us on the elbow. Works toward the top of the circle. Streaks in more of a 1-1-3 zone right now. Left side Britt. Right side Foster. Steps up to the arc.
Nice
and
steal.
Gives it right to Aslan Butler. Completely takes it away.
Now a nice long possession and a point or two here would be terrific.
Under 3.5 to go in the game. Thompson again, that fake handoff. Drives, steps it off to Gibson up and in. They execute that fake handoff between Thompson and Ross so well, and it allows Kendall to drive in from the right side, and he found Gibson wide open in the lane. Left corner three, too long. Rebound deflected off Aslan Butler. Britt gets it back and lobs it back out to Jones. Fifth rebound of the game for Britt in the lane. Morris lost the handle on it. Saved along the baseline tomorrow. Now top of the circle, Jones. Kendall comes out and covers him up. Right side, Britt. Thought about the three. Pump fake. Got Aslan up in the air. Mm. And now a hold fault called as he leans into the double team between Butler and Ross. And who are they going to call it on?
Oh, Aslan.
And it will be his third. 40-33. Galesburg by 7. Only the fourth team foul on the Silver Streaks. Rantoul has to inbound it with 2:47 to go. Inbound from Britt to Morrow on the left wing. Now he dribbles a few times. He'll bring it all the way back out to the volleyball line. Hands off to Jones. Now Britt comes out high for it. He's trying to do something with it here, thinking about it. Streaks in more of a 2-3 zone this set. And now a timeout called by Brett Frerichs. There just was no offensive movement for Rantoul in that set. So he'll take a 30-second timeout here. One more chance to thank one of our sponsors here on WGIL, Galesburg Nissan, for providing our transportation to Taylorville for this tournament. Galesburg's participation of 2 days in the 3-day tournament. We thank Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation here and all season long to Silver Streaks Road Games and for the girls' games as well. Jim and I traveling in a 2009 Nissan Altima, marked down at just under $20,000. And lots of certified pre-owns available at Galesburg Nissan. Check them out just off the square in downtown Galesburg.
And we'll be calling Jeff Klink and company again on Tuesday, because that'll be the next game for the Streaks as they go on the road to Bloomington.
Seeing a lot of teams in purple over this last week, haven't we? Taylorville, Franchule.
Purple Raiders of Bloomington.
Coming up. 2:30 to go in the game here. Streaks with a 7-point lead. Have they weathered the Ranchul storm, or is there another one to come? Foster, right side, Britt will launch the three. Got it! And a foul away from the ball as the players were squaring up trying to go for the rebound. It was Jackson Carver who hit the deck, and they're going to count the basket. And a foul on Grant Gibson, I think. And it's going to give the ball back to Ranchul. Second foul of the game on Grant Gibson.
So this could be a 5 or 6 point trip down the court for Ranchul.
Down to a 4-point lead after the 3-pointer by Britt. On the inbound, out high to Foster. Man-to-man defense against Lamont Ross. Dribbles it all the way back out high. Now Britt, with a lot more energy, comes out high for it. Is he going to launch another three? Drives to the free throw line. Spin move. Lost the handle on it. Now saves it and throws it away.
Lamont Ross hassled him there. Nice job, Lamont, to force the turnover when Britt wants to take over the game right now.
2:07 to go in the game. A 4-point Galesburg lead. Inbounds Kendall Thompson. Front court, Austin Garnett. Grant Gibson cutting down the lane. Goes up for the pump fake and blocked by Britt. Loose ball rebound picked up by Carver. Into the front court. Right side, Carver with it. Steps into a double team. Skips it over to Britt for three. Got it again. It's a 1-point game again. 40-39. Back-to-back threes by the Division I prospect, Travis Britt. He has 8 points in the quarter. Austin Garnett steps toward the half-court line, and then he gets it away to Grant Gibson on the sideline. Now there's a double team. Now a triple team. He gets it over to Kendall Thompson, out high to Aslan Butler. Lamont Ross comes over and takes over with under a minute and a half to go in the game. Dribbles right to Kendall Thompson on the wing. Streaks by one with the ball. Championship game of the tournament. Down low to Grant Gibson. Leans into the man. Gets a shot up and a foul called. Two free throws coming for Grant Gibson. The second foul of the game on C.J. Morris. 10 team fouls on Ranchul. It was a shooting foul. He's going to get two free throws here regardless.
Streaks have led the entire way, but right now just a 1-point lead with a minute 16 to go.
And obviously, a freshman at the line, the biggest free throws he's had on the varsity level yet, and he calmly makes the first one.
Well, he scored 6 or 7 of our last 8 points, I think.
He's got 5 in this quarter, 9 in the half, and 13 for the game. Second free throw coming. Still a 2-point game as it rolls off. C.J. Morris with his 6th rebound for Ranchul.
Wonder who wants to shoot here.
He's got it right now. Travis Britt right in front of him. Down to a minute 5 to go in the game. Britt with 8 in the quarter. Left side, Foster brings it back out to Jones. Jones steps inside the arc, cut off, gets it over to Britt on the right wing. He'll work it back out. Streaks back in the 1-3-1 zone, a timeout called by Ranchul. 54 seconds to go in the game, a full timeout by the Eagles.
Well, this is more fun than we ever dreamed we'd have coming down here to this tournament. We had hoped that we might be able to come down here and maybe go 3-1. This isn't really the way we thought it would play out. We thought maybe Ranchul would be the one loss, and it may be loss number two. But right now, it's amazing to me how well we've played. I mean, we've made some mistakes in this, but if you were here to watch how much pressure Ranchul puts on you, what have we got? I'm looking at the turnover count. 5, 8, 12, is that right?
They got us for 12, yep. And then for 11.
That's not bad. I mean, when you can come out pretty even on the turnovers with these guys. Unfortunately, we've had a number of them here in the fourth quarter after we had a 14-point lead, and it's going to make it really tough to handle if we lose this game when we've led the entire way. But this comeback didn't surprise us at all.
No. And add to the fact, not only the pressure that Ranchul puts on, but the struggles we've seen the Silver Streaks have handling the ball through the first, well, certainly 12 games this season. This is the 15th game. And to handle it as well as they have here today. Now, Trevon Diggins checks in for defensive purposes coming out of that full Ranchul timeout. 54 seconds to go in the game. 10 team fouls on the Eagles. 5 on the Silver Streaks. Trevon Diggins will guard Travis Britt, who has 8 points in the quarter and 12 for the game.
Trevon's going to try and deny Britt the ball.
Jones with it on the outside. Silver Streaks lead by 2, 41-39, but the Eagles have the ball. Foster with it on the outside. Jones between the circles, down to 41 seconds to go. Jones trying to penetrate. Gibson creates a loose ball, dives for it. Now Garnett has it, and it's out of bounds in front of the scoring table. Back to Rantoul.
Wow.
Three bodies flying all over the place.
What a series, and I think the official did the right job there. He didn't call a foul on anybody because I don't think there necessarily was one. It was just guys getting on it after the ball on the floor. Bodies everywhere, but it goes back to Rantoul, and a heck of a job by Gibson and company to poke that away.
34.6 seconds to go in the game. The possession arrow favors the Silver Streaks. So if the Streaks can even create a tie-up, they'll get it back.
Yeah.
Again, five team fouls, so one to give for Galesburg, if need be, without sending Rantoul to the free throw line.
And you wonder at this point, will Rantoul go for whatever open shot they can get, or now that we're at 34 seconds, do they hold to try and win it on a final shot, maybe a three at the buzzer?
Brett Frericks is signaling to his players when he wants a timeout call. He has two left. Galesburg has none. So if Rantoul scores, he immediately wants a timeout, apparently. Jones brings it into the front court. 30 seconds to go. A two-point Galesburg lead. Left side, Foster. Working against Ross. Skip pass up high, and Jones goes up to deflect it to himself before it goes out of bounds.
I had my arms out. I thought it was right to us.
Down to 20 seconds to go, and Britt has to come away into the corner before a near steal. He's working against Trevon Diggins. Now Trevon trying to go for the steal. In the lane, a push-off, and they're going to have a defensive foul called on Galesburg, but that's okay. It's not a shooting foul, and it stops the clock with 8.4 seconds to go, and the fourth foul of the game on Aslan Butler. But again, only the sixth team foul. Sorry, they called that on Grant Gibson. 3-2, not 2-3. That's the third on Grant. Butler's still a three. 8.4 to go. Inbound Britt over the head of Morris. He goes up high for it. Saves it to Foster down to four. In the lane. A heave three. Or is it a two? It's just a two. Jackson Carver with a lean in. Knocks it down, but the officials are saying it's a two-pointer. We're going to overtime. He thinks it's a three. He thinks he's won the game. The officials are talking it over, and they are saying it's absolutely a two-point basket. It's just a two. What a lean-in shot by Jackson Carver to send us to overtime, the only time this game we have been tied. He was trying to lean in and just draw the foul, if nothing else. With one hand, he threw it toward the basket. The foul was not called, but the basket was good.
Yeah, an absolute prayer as he leans around his man with 1 foot, I think, on that three-point line as he moved in. I think when he initially started to make his move, he was in three-point territory. But then, as you said, Brad leaning in, hoping to draw the foul. He got a foot on the line, but the shot was kind of a side-armed, one-handed push. It just happened to find its way into the basket and give us an overtime, and I guess it's fitting that that's where this game is headed. I'm just glad it wasn't a three. That would have been a shame to lose on that. And right now, again, the foul situation favors us. We're in the double bonus. They will see the single bonus on our next foul, and we'll see what happens in another 4 minutes of basketball here.
Rantoul outscores Galesburg 21-7. In the fourth quarter. They score the first 13 points of the fourth quarter. Galesburg builds a 7-point lead, and they outscore Galesburg 8-1 the rest of the way. Now the Silver Streaks win the tip. Gibson and Butler for the Silver Streaks, each playing with three fouls. Lamont Ross around a screen, shoots and scores from the right corner. That's just a two-pointer. But Lamont gets the streak started off well in overtime, puts him back on top, 43-41. Jones over to Foster. Streaks in a 1-2-2 zone. Double team in the lane. Morris kicks it back out. They swing it left side. Here's a three by Britt. That one's short. Rebound batted around, and Austin Garnett blocks out, comes down with it. His fourth rebound of the game. Big miss by Travis Britt. Galesburg with the ball, up two. Butler back to Ross. Only 4 minutes in a high school overtime. We're down to 3:15 to go in the first overtime. Garnett on the outside, dribbles once, gives it off to Lamont Ross. Top of the circle, Ross, right side, bad pass, telegraphed it, and Morris picked it off, leads the break to the other end and lays it up and in. He's got nine in the fourth quarter and the overtime. We're tied at 43. Quick up court, Grant Gibson blocked by Britt. Again, third time he's been blocked down low, and now a travel called as C.J. Morris brought it up court.
tried to pass it away, held on to it, slipped and fell down, and the Streaks luckily get it right back. 43-43 in overtime. 2:48 to play. Thompson up court to Aslan Butler. Inside the left arc. Hesitation drive, and he leans in. And the offensive foul call, leaning into C.J. Morris. And that's Aslan's fourth. And the 13th turnover on the Silver Streaks. Rantoul looking for its first lead of the game.
And C.J. Morris doing it now on the defensive end, drawing that charge, as well as you mentioned, the points down the stretch here for Rantoul as they look to take the lead.
13 in the second half for Morris, 14 for the game. On the right side, Britt with it. Aslan stays in the game with those four fouls. Left side over to Jones. Puts his hand out. Just have to say, come on, somebody help me out. Now he backs up away from the arc. Down to 2:15 to go in the overtime. Foster over to Britt. Into the lane, Jones. Loses it at the free throw line. Into the hands of who else? Morris up from the low blocks. And Rantoul has its first lead of the game at 45-43. Ross up court. Butler, right side, Gibson. Gives it back to Lamont in the midcourt circle. The Streaks trail for the first time in the game with under 2 minutes to go in overtime. Ross at the volleyball line. Now picks up his dribble. Right side into the corner. A drive by Garnett. Under the basket. Up and in. He got the roll. It almost fell off, but it dropped to the cylinder. We're tied at 45.
Bold move by Austin Garnett, and we needed those points.
On the outside, Jones. Now backs up. Garnett with eight in the game. Skip pass left side over to Britt. And yes. It's batted away by Gibson. Into the hands of Kendall Thompson. Up, too strong, put back Gibson. Grant created the steal and then got the offensive rebound on the miss. Galesburg by two, 47-45. On the left corner, the drive by Britt, the pull up from the baseline, no. Rebound, Aslan yes. Butler knocked out of his hands, back to the Silver Streaks.
Game has really got a lot of twists and turns. And what a great job we did to poke that away from Britt, the potential all-stater, and make that transition opportunity available.
111. Down to Grant Gibson. 47-45 the Galesburg lead. They lob it up court across midcourt to Aslan Butler. Shovels it through
Look
the lane
that.
By
oh!
Gibson, and he missed the layup. Jones with a rebound. What a huge bucket that would have been. Streaks have to get back defensively. Long three by Britt. Off the front of the rim. Jones gets the long rebound. Steps inside. Puts it up and in. And we're tied again. A timeout called by Rantoul.
Oh, Grant Gibson. Wide open underneath the basket on the left side. Easiest shot he's had all day. But in the situation with the pressure, maybe the hardest, and it wouldn't go down back this way. Rantoul gets the bucket, and back and forth we go at 47.
He's been blocked three times in the fourth quarter down low, and I can't help but think that was in his head when he missed that layup.
Yeah, and I think every time it's been by Britt. He wasn't even in the neighborhood. Nope. Grant was all alone, but couldn't get it in. So...
down to 48 seconds to go. A Rantoul timeout. We're tied at 47.
I think I lost a little count on the stat sheet there, too. There's just so much action. And, you know, the Rantoul fans, they probably brought a pretty good contingent down here, and they were quiet for most of the game. I don't think they could believe how Galesburg was shutting their team down. But they've been very vocal, obviously, as Rantoul made this big run in the fourth quarter to get it into overtime. And now the Silver Streaks... trying to be resilient one more time here. This is a worn-out bunch. They've earned a win. Let's see if they can get it. Got to go the length of the court, 47 seconds.
And tied at 47, 48 seconds to go. Kendall Thompson to inbound coming out of the Rantoul timeout. He gets it into Grant Gibson. Now back to Thompson under the Rantoul basket. Everybody else clears into the front court. It's Thompson one-on-one against Foster, bringing it across midcourt. Dribbles to his left. Now penetrates through the middle, missed the layup, put back by Gibson.
Wow.
He didn't miss that time. Seven rebounds for Grant Gibson. It's a 49-47 Galesburg lead, and nine in the fourth quarter in overtime for the freshman. 17 for the game. Left side skip pass down to 17 seconds to go.
Guard the
right
three.
Side Foster skips it left side over to Britt with 12 to go. Lobs it over to Jones. Steps inside the arc. He traveled with
it.
He did, and he knew it.
He took a big long stride and then dragged the pivot foot behind him with 8.5 seconds to go. Galesburg gets a timeout in the overtime, so they use it here with 8.5 seconds to play. And a 49-47 lead.
A little surprised, Red. Toole had a few opportunities in the three-point area there. I thought, especially Britt, I thought he's going to let one fly, but I think they were looking at the clock thinking they didn't want Galesburg to have another opportunity. So he kicks it back over here to the right side. And as you said, Jones tried to take a step inside the three-point line, picked up his pivot foot, whistle blew. He knew it. He didn't argue. And a critical turnover. But still, we got to find a way to get it inbounds.
And we just used our last timeout.
Yeah, and keep it out of their hands. So we're a long way from done here because Rantoul can score in a hurry. But if we get it in, I don't think they can waste more than a couple of seconds before they foul.
Nope. In fact, Galesburg, with 8.5 seconds to go, really doesn't even have to get into the front court. So the 10-second call is not a concern here.
Right.
But you've got to get it in. And I would think Rantoul is going to foul pretty quickly. They're in the double bonus. If they can't force a pretty quick steal. Thompson, Garnett, Butler, Cheeseman, and Ross. Thompson looking, gets it into Gibson right on the baseline, and they foul immediately. Morris and Britt, both on the double team. Grant sprints down to the free throw line. He's ready to go.
He's towing the line before any of the other nine players got past half court, literally.
Yeah. That's the fourth foul of the game on Travis Britt.
How many freshmen will do that?
17 points on the game for Grant Gibson and a timeout called by Brett Frerichs. This is the ice strategy.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, we got two shots.
7.5 seconds to go in the game. A two-point Galesburg lead at 49-47. Grant Gibson to the line shooting two free throws. If he makes them both, it's a two-possession game as long as Galesburg doesn't do something silly like foul a three-point shot attempt.
I think I've been as impressed with our performance in overtime as I have been at any point in the game because I was afraid once he hit that shot and we went to OT, I was afraid it was all just going to fall apart for us right there.
Yeah.
It very well could have. They had all the momentum, and they actually got the lead, as you said, in overtime for the first time in the game. But the Streaks have kept battling, a very tired bunch. This group that's on the floor right now has played a lot of minutes in this game. We've not gotten the usual depth. We haven't used Ryan Carl. Gosh, who else? Drew Nall has not been in this game just because of the way it's played. Not as much depth. So the guys out there, a lot of minutes. In fact, you know, we played a game earlier today, too, that was a hard-fought game in that win over Mattoon. So this has really been a gut check for the Silver Streaks.
And here's Grant a gut Gibson. Check for Grant Gibson
He could go a long way towards sealing a win with a couple of free throws here.
The freshman is the only Galesburg player down there. The first one is up and in. It rattled through. Got a lot of rim. It's a three-point Galesburg lead with 7.5 seconds to go in the game. Second free throw by Grant. It's up. And in and out. Rantoul could tie it. They nearly turn it over. Now Travis Britt heaves up a three. It's an air ball. It's out of bounds on the weak side. And that's the ball game. The Streaks have won the tournament in overtime. 50-47. Over Rantoul. The tournament favorites coming in with a record of 10-2. The Silver Streaks, the Eagles, and Charleston all finish at 3-1. But by virtue of a tiebreaker, the fewest points allowed in the tournament, the Silver Streaks lose their first game of the tournament and come back and win the title.
When Britt let that ball go, I just had shades of Corey Maggette. Now, for those of you that go, who the heck is Corey Maggette? Back when Galesburg had the great team in 97-98, we went up to DePaul. We played a great game up there, and their all-stater Corey Maggette hit a long three-pointer at the buzzer to beat us.
Right in front of us,
almost the same spot on the court.
But they are announcing the tournament championship and presenting the trophy right now. It's not the unlikeliest of teams to win this tournament, but how about that for the Silver Streaks?
Yeah. Who would have thought, even after that first loss yesterday, that there'd be hardware raised here tonight? But what a heck of a day the Streaks have had here in Taylorville.
And the all-tournament team. That's going to be announced right now. Lamont Ross and Austin Garnett make the all-tournament team. What a day for Galesburg High School basketball. Two wins for the girls, two wins for the boys, a tournament championship for the boys here at Taylorville, and a chance for the girls to come home with another tournament title at Charleston tomorrow. For Rantoul, Travis Britt and Johnny Jones also make the tournament team. TJ Bell and Zach Steidel of Charleston make the tournament team. Jared Pilsen of Mattoon and Kyle Willauer of Taylorville. So all the teams represented in the all-tournament team, but two for the Silver Streaks, the champions of the 2011 Taylorville Holiday Tournament. The postgame show is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddock Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Thorne's Pets and Supply, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your bet. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
I noticed something the other day. Everywhere I went, there was a city bus stop. I thought, maybe I should be taking the bus. It would obviously fit in my routine. Plus, I'd save a few bucks. I went home and Googled Galesburg Bus. I had schedules, fare pricing, rider's etiquette, everything I needed to know in just two clicks. I also learned that a driver won't stop in the middle of a block. I need to wait for the bus at the corner of any intersection, bus bench, or bus shelter.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
For almost 10 years, I've been a lineman for the power company. I know that service is important. That's why I also serve in the Coast Guard Reserve. Our crews respond to rising floodwaters in the Midwest, oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico, and disasters like the Haiti earthquake. The Coast Guard Reserve is a challenge I gladly take on because my country needs me.
If you were born ready, learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Celebrate New Year's in the Broadview Lounge. Enjoy karaoke with candy starting at 9, then eat afterwards in the restaurant.
Come dance in the New Year with DJ Doc Patterson at Cherry Street with party favors and champagne toast at midnight. And as always, no cover.
Ring in the new year at Best Western Prairie Inn with their package, including one standard sleeping room, prime rib buffet for two, champagne, party favors, entertainment by drive, and breakfast for two in the morning for $139.99 plus tax.
The official WGIL forecast. Rain likely after midnight tonight, 38, the overnight low. Chance of rain tomorrow morning, afternoon high near 48. Cloudy tomorrow evening with a low near 32. Sunny Saturday, a high of 52, 35 at night. New Year's Day, cloudy and colder. A high near 40 degrees on Sunday, 29 Monday afternoon, and into the teens Monday night. Currently 40 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
At Taylorville, the Silver Streaks have a 14-point lead going into the final quarter over the tournament favorite, Rantoul. The Eagles come out, score the first 13 points of the fourth quarter, make it a one-point game. Then Galesburg goes on a 6-0 run, goes back up by 7. Rantoul scores 8 of the last 9 points, including a lean-in with 1 second to go to tie the game and send it into overtime. Then Rantoul takes its first lead of the game at 45-43, and all the Silver Streaks do is outscore them 7-2 the rest of the way and win the tournament. No problem. And here comes Coach Mike Reynolds. So we're going to get a pretty quick word from him. And a boy, what a tournament title this was, Jim.
All right. Coach Mike Reynolds joining us now as he puts on the headset. And piece of cake, Mike.
Yeah, no problem. We don't have any issues.
You guys played a fantastic ball game out here tonight. And, you know, when they came back in that fourth quarter, we weren't surprised. You knew that they probably had a big run at them, and you weathered it.
Yeah, they can score in bunches. You know, I think they're, you know, compared to a few years ago, you know, I think their coaching staff's done a nice job of getting them under control and getting them to believe in their system. And you know, I wouldn't want to have to roll the ball out and play those athletes every day. And then they were extremely good. And I think they're, you know, obviously their Division I player in Britt was able to score some baskets. But I think what he did better than a lot of guys that are Division I players is he passed the ball and made his teammates better and got them a lot of layups there in the fourth quarter. And you know, I thought we outplayed them for, you know,
no question,
30 minutes in regulation. And I just told the guys when we went to overtime, we've outplayed them for 30 out of 32 minutes. We can do it another four. And then I think we did. And you know, we gutted it out. And you know, as Grant hit that first free throw, I had to tell the referee, not bad for a 15-year-old. And I think he was shocked that he was a freshman. But we got some guys that have shown some toughness, and I'm proud of them.
You know, we commented there towards the end. We wouldn't have been surprised and wouldn't have hardly blamed the kids if they'd have folded as they went into the overtime because they'd worked so hard and playing long games today and really not able to use as much depth in this game as we do many times off of that bench. Those are some tired players out there, but they didn't fold. What a great character check that was for them.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we know we got a lot of different cards on the bench. I thought Trevon came in at the end of regulation, hadn't even, you know, broken a sweat. We got guys cramping up on the bench, and I think he stopped their play. You know, I thought we almost had a turnover about four times there, and it rolled around, and you know, a guy threw a shot in. I mean, it was luck, and I mean, but it's sometimes better to be lucky than good on some points. But I thought, you know, we couldn't defend a last possession better than that.
Yeah, no question. Early in the ball game, you set the tone, doing exactly what you wanted. Long offensive possessions, took care of the basketball very well, got good looks at the basket, as evidenced by your 20-10 lead at halftime.
Yeah.
I don't think you could have played a better half, could you?
No, probably not at this point in the season. And I think, you know, the things that we've struggled at during the year, you know, handling the basketball and getting good shots, I think we've started to see some growth in that area. You know, it wasn't too long ago that Rock Island was able to take us out of every last thing we wanted to run. And you know, Rantoul's a team that's as athletic as them. So, you know, without the big guy inside, but they're as athletic as them. And you know, we were able to run some offense and do some nice things. They've got, you know, 10-11 wins for a reason. They're pretty good.
No question. Well, and they're not a big team, but they play big, don't they?
Well, they're athletic. You know, I think, you know, if we had a dunking contest, we certainly wouldn't win. But I think they probably had maybe not the little short guy they play out there. The two little short guys probably can't dunk, but I think most everybody else on their team can.
Well, and they didn't go to the alley-oop to Britt until late in the game. They made it work the one time, but I know you guys were aware of that.
You know, I think Peanut did a nice job of guarding that. You know, I think, you know, us being able to prepare for Moline, who kind of runs that play. Well, you know, they ran that, unfortunately, ran that one too many times,
sure.
You know. But we prepared all week to how to kind of defend that and kind of bottle that area up. And you know, we talked about that against Rock Island. And Pleasant Valley actually runs a lob play, too, on tape. We ended up not going zone that game. But we had practiced that a couple times. So when we revisited it before the game, you know, I think – I don't know his old hat, but I think we were kind of aware. And unfortunately, we had, you know, the one time they got it, we had Carson down there who probably doesn't play that spot very often, but we had a guy cramping up, so we had to throw him down in that spot. And you know, maybe he probably hadn't as much practice as anybody else at that. But, you know, I thought our guys gutted it out when they had to.
You're good at developing a game plan. As Brad and I were talking, you got a chance to see Rantoul the first night when they barely beat Mattoon, probably learned some lessons from that. We didn't see that when we saw them just dismantle Charleston here, and that was kind of intimidating earlier today. Your thoughts on the games that you saw and how you tailored the game plan?
Well, I mean, I think number one is we can't score 75 points. I mean, we're smart enough to know that, you know. We got to have a game in the 40s and 50s if we're going to be, and I consider really good or an elite team like Rantoul. We have to be able to slow tempo down, and, you know, when we get our opportunities to have open shots, we got to make them, you know. And I know sometimes we're going to turn the ball over and we're going to have some stretches, you know, where we're not very good. But you know what? They had stretches where they weren't very good either. And you just got to go on to the next play and keep fighting. And you know, I'm proud of our guys because I think, you know, and I know they're mad because they're not 4-0, but maybe that was a good lesson learned against Charleston that if you don't respect your opponent and respect the game, you know, good things usually don't happen.
Coming into this tournament, I don't know that many would have expected Austin Garnett to be on the all-tournament team. He did some great things for
us. I thought he was tremendous, to be real honest with you. He was, him and Lamont were, you know, if you were giving out co-MVPs, they certainly would have been that. And you know, I certainly think, you know, Aslan Butler's a guy that could have been on there too. You know, but if we didn't have, you know, our little benching there earlier in the tournament, I think he would have probably been on there too. But, I think that's the exact players I voted for, except for Lamont and Austin, which we couldn't vote for. So I thought it was a good team, and it was nice to bring that, you know, purple and gold home with us.
A couple other players, and you got tremendous. Carson Cheeseman did a heck of a job tonight. Talk about him for a little bit. He wasn't the guy that saw much playing time until this tournament.
Yeah, you know, we keep toying with it. You know, he doesn't do anything great, but he does a lot of things good. And the one thing that he does great, and it's not, you know, I guess some people think it's a skill, he plays hard. You know, he plays hard, he competes, he's a competitor. And, you know, we've won three in a row with him in the lineup. I think when we roll off to Bloomington next Tuesday, he's going to be in the lineup again.
Yeah, and Kendall Thompson, you know, we're afraid seeing what Grantoul can do to your guards if they turn their back away from the action. We didn't do that. We kept the ball in front of us, and I thought Kendall was pretty bold tonight at times.
Kendall's good. You know, he's a guy that, you know, hasn't figured out how good he could be. You know, his brother didn't figure that out early either. But Kendall's a guy that, you know, didn't get to play much as a young kid, as a seventh grader, an eighth grader, a ninth grader, a tenth grader. But he's put a lot of time in, you know, and he deserves to do well. And I know sometimes, you know, he hasn't played a lot of experienced minutes, so, you know, he gets frustrated with himself. But I thought tonight he did a great job. You know, when we needed a big play, he was able to drive it. I thought he made a nice pass down there to Grant, who laid it in. And you know, it was good. It was impressive.
And last but not least, Grant Gibson. Wow, what a warrior.
Yeah, I mean, if we can certainly get that for 4 years, you know, we'll have some. We got to work on that left-hand layup, though. He's going to give me a heart attack over here. I do have two kids, so he's got to certainly continue to work on that. But you'd be hard-pressed to find a better freshman in our league right now.
Mike, congratulations to you, the coaching staff, the kids. What a great day we've had here.
A lot of fun. Thanks.
All right, Mike Reynolds, Silver Streaks head coach, after they walk off with yet another piece of Holiday Tournament hardware, 2 years in a row, Brad, and I think all we got left to do is take care of some numbers and awards tonight.
So we'll take a timeout, and we'll come back. We'll make sure we've got our numbers right. We'll take a look at those during this break here on the postgame show. We'll come back and take a look at the final stats and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game also coming up. The Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with a 50-47 tournament ceiling victory over Rantoul here at Taylorville. More postgame show coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Sharing the family's bathroom is just an annoyance of my past. Now I'm pampered like royalty in the new doggy spa at Thorns. Ear treatment, facial, pedicure, Bobby Panter shampoos make me smell delicious. Followed with a quick blow off with the Metro Force blow dryer. A professional look and a minimal cost. This place rocks.
For just $12, you get full use of the dog wash facilities and supplies.
Thorns Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
It's like sunshine.
It's orange.
Ooh, I look good in orange.
I love purple.
Purple? That's so last year.
Orange is the color for 2012. Pick up the new orange WGIL button and stick it on your coat, your hat, your purse. If you're spotted wearing the new orange button, you could win up to $500 in cash. And I'm certain you look good in cash.
Cash!
Pick up your orange WGIL button today at Galesburg Nissan Service Department, just off the square downtown. Details at WGIL.com.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
Galesburg beats Rantoul. Well, let's say they upset Rantoul 50-47 in overtime in the championship game of the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. The Silver Streaks take home a holiday trophy, a first-place trophy for the second straight year, the last year of the Charleston Tournament last year and the first year of the Taylorville Tournament this year. Let's take a look at the final numbers, Jim Lee. Let's start off with the team stats.
Well, we haven't had a chance to compare, but close as I can tell off of the scribbles we had here late in this game. It's one of those games you're just so involved in what's going on the court, you almost hate to look down to write a number down. But
are you afraid you'll miss something?
Oh, I know. Yeah, and I'd rather miss a number than miss a great highlight in this one. So yep. Just a quick glance at the shooting numbers for Rantoul. I showed them 20 out of 50.
Yes.
From the field. We agreed?
Yep.
Oh, good.
Two of 18 from three-point range.
Wow.
I think that's how you beat Rantoul. You get him to shoot 20 three-point shots in a game.
And yeah. Yeah, and we held our breath.
That's not their best.
Held our breath when the last one went up, but it was a little too long. And so they go 20 of 50. And to get there, they had to go 9 of 13 in the fourth quarter. And fourth quarter and overtime combined, they were 12 of 19. 12 of 19. And so they had to put it on. They were down 14 after three quarters. And then really came on strong. A lot of those shots inside, though, not from the outside for Rantoul. As for our Silver Streaks, as they finish the game, I had them also at 20 field goals. And take that into 41
right?
shots from the field.
So almost 50%.
Yeah, and that's what it took. 48% as we calculate that one out. And so good shooting night for Galesburg.
And 5 of 12 from three-point range.
And 3 of 5 in the overtime. So that's the way the shooting stats work out. The rebounds, we got out-rebounded, but not by a whole lot. I didn't show. 28-24 was my tally. That's probably some of the numbers we missed down the stretch on this one. And turnovers, I had them at 14 apiece.
I had 13 apiece.
Okay, so
that's a wash.
and you play Rantoul and have a wash in turnovers, you're doing something right, because these kids are quick and they are aggressive. And the Streaks faced a lot of defensive pressure today, both in the Mattoon game and this game, and answered the bell well. Now the question is, can you go back to the Western Big Six and have confidence? I think sometimes, especially this group, looks at the Quincy uniform or the Moline uniform, and I don't know. But they get down here and play. I think this Rantoul team's as good as anybody in the Western Big Six.
Yeah, I do too. They're certainly as quick as anybody in the conference.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, we've proved we can play with anybody. Of course, we don't have Big Six quite yet. Good chance. We're 7-8 now to get back to the 500 mark against Bloomington on Tuesday.
Right. Finishing stats, Galesburg only 5 of 11 from the free throw line, so thank goodness that didn't cost the Silver Streaks. Rantoul, meanwhile, got there only 6 times. How about that? As aggressively as they play,
yeah.
They got only 6 free throws in this game. Made 5 of them, but that's another good effort by the Silver Streaks to send them to the line only 6 times. Individual scoring, we'll start off with Rantoul. C.J. Morris, the kid just came alive in the second half. He had 1 point at halftime. He had 5 points after 3 quarters. He finished with 16. He had 6 in the fourth quarter, 5 in the overtime. Sorry, 7 in the fourth quarter and 4 in the overtime. He did not miss a shot in the second half, and he led the way with 16 for Rantoul. Travis Britt, the potential All-Stater, as Jim said, the Division I prospect, finished with 12, 8 of those in the fourth quarter. Johnny Jones, also in double figures, with 10. Next up, Jackson Carver with 4. Kelly Foster had 2. Dariana Dorsey off the bench with 3. Greg Morrow and Elsie Franklin did not score for Rantoul. For the Silver Streaks, just 2 players in double figures, but very balanced scoring here tonight, led by Grant Gibson with 18 points and 7 rebounds. And of those 18, he had 14 in the second half, and he had 10 of them in the fourth quarter in the overtime. Next up, Lamont Ross from the all-tournament team with 10. Austin Garnett also made the all-tournament team with 8. Kendall Thompson finished with 8 off the bench. Aslan Butler had 6. And Carson Cheeseman had significant playing time and did not score for the Silver Streaks, but did so many other things well for Galesburg offensively and defensively. So the no point score, don't be fooled by that Carson Cheeseman did not contribute in this game.
He contributed big time.
Silver Streaks win at 50-47 in overtime, and they are the champions of the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. We'll take one final timeout here on the postgame show. Come back, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You bet.
I noticed something the other day. Everywhere I went, there was a city bus stop. I thought, maybe I should be taking the bus. It would obviously fit in my routine. Plus, I'd save a few bucks. I went home and Googled Galesburg Bus. I had schedules, fare pricing, rider's etiquette, everything I needed to know in just two clicks. I also learned that a driver won't stop in the middle of a block. I need to wait for the bus at the corner of any intersection, bus bench, or bus shelter.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee, Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Four Galesburg High School basketball games here today on WGIL, and four victories, two for the girls, two for the boys. Silver Streaks boys make it easy here tonight. They played a nearly flawless three quarters of basketball, took a 34-20 lead into the final quarter over the tournament favorite Rantoul Eagles, who simply came out in the first 3.5 minutes of the fourth quarter and scored 13 consecutive points to cut the Galesburg deficit, or the Galesburg lead, to one. Silver Streaks rebounded fairly well, scored six in a row, got back to a 7-point lead with 2.5 minutes to go in the game, and then back-to-back three-pointers by Travis Britt and a lean-in, one-handed shot at the buzzer gives Rantoul an 8-1 run at the end of regulation to send it into overtime at 41-41. Rantoul, well, the Streaks get the first basket. Rantoul scores the next 4 points, takes their first lead of the game in overtime at 45-43, and all the Silver Streaks do is score 7 of the final 9 points, win it by 3, win the tournament. And how do you pick out a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game out of all that?
Well, you know, we talked with Mike Reynolds, and it took a little extra time on the post game here to highlight, you know, each one of the kids, or a lot of them, that contributed in different ways. And, yeah, different stages of this game tonight and throughout the course of this day. Without an effort from this guy or that guy or what he did, well, we wouldn't have won it. And especially in a game like this where you get down to the nitty-gritty in an overtime with a really good ball team, you've got to have contributions from more than just one or two players on the court. You know, though, down the stretch, Grant Gibson was just fantastic. I mean, the kid was a warrior out there.
And as confident as we have seen him play.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, and again, a lot of guys, he missed a bunny in there that was kind of at a critical time where we could have spread our lead. And, you know, some kids would have hung their head and said, that's it, I'm just going to play defense. Because I used to do that when I'd play. If I stunk, I'd say, okay, I'm just going to play defense. I'm not shooting anymore. Well, you know, maybe in some cases that's good. But for us, Galesburg, you can't do that. When you get an open shot, your teammates set you up, you got to get after it. And Gibson got right back after it, was strong at the free throw line, was strong from the field, and you know, could even take it out and lead a break. So what else could you ask of a freshman? And he was terrific tonight.
And he led the way offensively with 18 points and 7 rebounds and hit some crucial free throws down the stretch for the Silver Streaks as well. Galesburg wins it 50-47. They defeated Mattoon earlier today. And again, the Silver Streaks, Charleston, and Rantoul all finished 3-1 in this tournament, but by virtue of a tiebreaker, and how appropriate that a defensive-minded coach Mike Reynolds and a Silver Streaks team ends up winning it, because the tiebreaker that ultimately decides it is the team that's given up the fewest amount of points in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Galesburg.
And that's what he always stresses. And you've got to, you know, we talk a lot about the players, and as well we should, but you've got to credit that coaching staff, Mike Reynolds, Steve Cheeseman, and
Rob Williams
out there,
Eric Smith,
right, and didn't want to forget anybody. You know, they put their heads together and came up with a game plan with the personnel that they have that they thought they might be able to. You know, I'm thinking if we can just hang in the game with these guys, pretty good night. But to actually beat them was really special, and a lot of the credit I think has to go to the game plan drawn up going into this.
No question. And if you're the folks here at Taylorville, I think you got to be thrilled with how this tournament played out. The Tornadoes snap a 40-some game losing streak. They haven't won in 3 years. Well, 2 years, I guess. And they defeat Mattoon 71-58 in the game before this one. This place was as loud as it got for the entire tournament. And then to have overtime in your championship game, that's a pretty good first year of a tournament.
Yeah, I would guess so. Two surprises, I think, for everybody that came in here tonight, that Taylorville, like you said, would break that long losing streak, and then Galesburg would upend Rantoul for the title in overtime. And so, yeah, I think they'll be more than happy to turn on the lights again here next year.
So we thank you for being with us, and we certainly wish our very best to our broadcast engineer tonight, Nicole Olin, who's leaving us and taking on a new career opportunity at Monmouth College. So Nicole has been with us on many nights here for Galesburg High School boys basketball and girls basketball for that matter as well. And Nicole, we wish you the best as you head off to your future ventures. So on behalf of Nicole, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Binowitz. Don't forget Galesburg girls basketball playing for their own tournament title tomorrow night at Charleston, probably 6:40 around the pregame time, with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson there. But tonight we'll celebrate a Silver Streaks boys tournament championship. For Nicole, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Binowitz. Have a very happy new year. We'll be back with you on Tuesday night from Bloomington when the Silver Streaks try to even their record at 8-8 on the season. We'll say it one more time, 50-47, the victory in overtime over Rantoul to win the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Good night from Taylorville.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.